It's called ballroom dancing, corrected Dad. And you don't love it. You said, and I quote, I would rather eat my own bogies than watch that rubbish. Now, Ben's mum and dad loved ballroom dancing. Sometimes Ben thought they loved it more than they loved him. There was a TV show on Saturday evenings that mum and dad never missed called Strictly Stars Dancing, where celebrities would be paired with professional ballroom dancers. In fact, if there was a fire in their house, and mum could only save either a sparkly gold tap shoe once worn by Flavio Flavioli, the shiny tan dancer and heartbreaker from Italy who appeared on every series of the hit TV show, or her only child, Ben thought she would probably go for the shoe. Tonight, his mum and dad were going to an arena to see Strictly Stars Dancing live on stage.
I don't know why you don't give up on this pipe dream of becoming a plumber, Ben, and think about dancing professionally, said mum,
her lip liner scrawling across her cheek as the car bounced over a particularly bumpy speed bump. Mum had a habit of applying makeup in the car, which meant she often arrived somewhere looking like a clown.
Maybe, just maybe, you could end up on Strictly,
added Mum excitedly. Because prancing around like that is stupid, said Ben. Mum whimpered a little and reached for a tissue.
You're upsetting your mother. Now just be quiet, please, Ben. There's a good boy, replied Dad firmly,
as he turned up the volume on the stereo. Inevitably, a Strictly CD was playing. 50 Golden Greats from the hit TV show was emblazoned on the cover. Ben hated the CD, not least because he had heard it a million times. In fact, he'd heard it so many times, it was like torture. Ben's mum worked at the local nail salon, Gail's Nails. Because there weren't many customers, mum and the other lady who worked there, unsurprisingly called Gail, spent most days doing each other's nails. Buffing, cleaning, trimming, moisturising, coating, sealing, polishing, filing, lacquering, extending and painting. They were doing things to each other's nails all day long, unless Flavio Flavioli was on daytime TV. That meant mum would always come home with extremely long, multicoloured plastic extensions on the end of her fingers. Ben's dad, meanwhile, worked as a security guard at the local supermarket. The highlight of his 20-year career thus far was stopping an old man who had concealed 2 tubs of margarine down his trousers. Although Dad was now too fat to run after any robbers, he could certainly block their escape. Dad met Mum when he wrongly accused her of shoplifting a bag of crisps, and within a year, they were married. The car swung around the corner into Grey Close, where Granny's bungalow squatted. It was one of a whole row of sad little homes, mainly inhabited by old people. The car came to a halt, and Ben slowly turned his head towards the bungalow. Looking expectantly out of the living room window was Granny. Waiting. Waiting. She was always waiting by the window for him to arrive. How long has she been there? Thought Ben. Since last week? Ben was her only grandchild, and as far as he knew, no one else ever came to visit. Granny waved and gave Ben a little smile, which his grumpy face just about permitted him to reluctantly return.
Right, one of us will pick you up tomorrow morning at around 11, said Dad, keeping the engine running.
Can't you make it 10?
Ben, growled Dad.
He released the child lock, and Ben grudgingly pushed the door open and stepped out. Ben didn't need the child lock, of course. He was 11 years old, and hardly likely to open the door while the car was driving. He suspected his dad only used it to stop him from diving out of the car while they're on their way to Granny's house. Clunk went the door behind him, and the engine revved up again. Before he could ring the bell, Granny opened the door. A huge gust of cabbage blasted in Ben's face. It was like a great big slap of smell. She was very much your textbook granny. White hair, false teeth, thick glasses, tan tights, floral print dress, mauve cardigan, burgundy slippers, hearing aid, hairy chin, smell of cabbage, used tissue tucked up sleeve, a packet of Murray mints close by.
Are Mummy and Daddy not coming in?
She asked, a little crestfallen. This was one of the things Ben couldn't stand about her. She was always talking to him like he was a baby. Brum, 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 brum. Together, Granny and Ben watched the little brown car